The next patient is David Alexander. The last name is A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R. First name, David. Number one, 50-year-old white male that has been a diabetic for a lengthy period of time. When we started to see Mr. Alexander in the clinic, he had a proteinuria of more than 2 grams in 24 hours. And he had maintained adequate estimated GFRs. He was obese. And because of the aggressiveness of the disease, we decided to start the patient in Jardiance and Kerendia. He has been taking the medications and comes today for reevaluation of the condition. The serum creatinine is 1.5, the BUN is 23, and the estimated GFR is 55 mL per minute. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is consistent with 886 milligrams per gram of creatinine. And this is still with a blood sugar that is out of control. The patient has remained in the same body weight, 228 pounds. He is feeling well, and he said that he was even able to drive to Kentucky to see his father. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is out of control. We are asking him to follow the diet and adjust the medication. According to the advice of the primary, he used to have his hemoglobin A1C of 9.6, and right now is 9%. It is very important that he controls the blood sugar, as we all know. Following number, hyperuricemia that is under control. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today, 128 over 83. Following number, the patient continues to smoke despite of our advice against it. This patient has a severe cardiovascular disease, has had a cardiovascular a cardiac arrest. The prognosis is very marginal in view of the presence of nicotine abuse. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 8 minutes in the documentation.